Oil shale companies have their eyes on vast shale deposits in western Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming. The federal government says companies could pull 800 billion barrels of oil out of that shale. Now, that's about three times the proven oil reserves in Saudi Arabia. Oil shale is an impressive resource, but it depends on water, and there's not much available in those areas. How much would an oil shale industry need? Shell Oil PR guy Tracy Boyd says the simple answer is that it will likely take his company about 3 barrels of water to extract 1 barrel of oil. It's because oil shale doesn't really have oil in it. It's got something called kerogen.
So you can heat this kerogen up, and if you do it really slow, heating up, which we do for about 3.5-4 years by putting heaters down into the rock formation, produce a crude oil kind of material, but with a little processing, this is the first product we get out of it, which is basically transportation fuels.
Heating the ground requires loads of electricity from new power plants and generators, and those would be cooled by water. Oil companies are just experimenting with shale right now, but they're securing rights to water just in case. Shell's latest water claim is on Colorado's Yampa River. When Shell filed its court papers, some town governments warned they might fight the claim. One of these towns was Parker. It's a Denver suburb, hundreds of miles east of the oil shale region. Frank Yeager runs Parker's water district. Yeager says, like other Colorado cities, Parker plans to expand.
We know approximately what our numbers are, and it'll be somewhere in the neighborhood of 150,000 people. In order to assure that those 150,000 people will have water 150 years from now, I have to be proactive. I have to be at the front of the line for the next drop of water that's available in the state of Colorado.
Oil shale developers and cities across Colorado are set to fight over the water they might need for the future, but some feel oil companies already have an edge.
They're actually one step ahead of the game.
David Abelson is with Western Resource Advocates, an environmental group. Abelson says energy companies tried developing oil shale several times in the last century. They failed, but each time they bought water rights, just in case. Now they've got loads of water rights, and if the industry takes off, they could use them. Abelson says this isn't just a Colorado fight, though. He says some congressmen sell the idea of oil shale as a kind of energy solution the whole country can depend on, even though its future could get tied up in Colorado water courts.
And so folks who are looking at this issue who do not live in Colorado or Utah or Wyoming need to understand that when an elected official says, here's a great resource, it can solve our energy woes, that it actually is a far more complicated situation than that. And if there are severe water impacts, that decreases the likelihood that you could actually develop this resource.
The energy industry claims the concern over water is overblown. They say they just might not need all that much water. Abelson says that's only true if oil shale fails. But if it succeeds and we fill up on oil shale gasoline, he predicts some towns or industries in the West will be left dry. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.